This morning I have chosen Psalm 100 for our scripture, and I'm going to be reading from the the New American Standard Version. I don't know how many people have that, but I'd like for everybody to, whatever version you have, is to go to Psalm 100. It has been that all men have been exhorted to praise God. But all men have been exhorted to do that. Psalms 100. Shout most joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter his presence with joyful singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It was he that made us, and not we ourselves. For we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Therefore, enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. I should know this, shouldn't I? Oh, give thanks to him and bless his holy name. For the Lord, he is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness runs to all generations. O Lord, our Lord, on this day, Lord, we are most grateful for thy word, for thy truth. We love to read, Lord, that we are your people, that we are the sheep of your pasture. How comforting to know, Lord, that your everlasting, that your loving kindness is everlasting. It has no end. How wonderful, Lord, to read that your faithfulness runs to all generations. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us here this day. We pray, Lord, that everyone here will get the double portion. Lord, that two scoops, not just one. We pray, Lord, as we leave here this day, that we will be muttering to ourselves how good it's been to be with you this day. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. And I'd like for us to do that. And I would like us to sing number 207. I know it's not in your order, but 207 is, crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. And verse 3, awake my soul and sing to him, not of him, to him who died for me.